This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence, and now Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting Hour of Power with Coach Alfie Townsend. I'm your co-host, Johnny Antonucci, and this is where we take the emotion out of investing. You're listening to the Saving the Investor radio broadcast right here on 92.5 Fox News. And if you are listening to Southwest Florida's financial planner, and if you save for retirement, call Alfie over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie, and he will review your current plan, address all your concerns, tell you if your income will last, expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio, and you can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples, two beautiful offices. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you will find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the products and services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And today, we've got an awesome show for you on tap. We have in studio with us one of our county's leaders. Sheriff Mike Scott is with us today to talk about some things that he's doing to help avert the crime in our county and also some great things to help young people. And it's always good, as always, to see Alfie Townsend. Alfie, it's great to see you today.
Hey, great to be in studio. And yes, like you said, we have Sheriff Mike Scott in studio. And Sheriff Scott, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing really well. Thank you guys for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
It's always great to have you on the show. And I know you're busy. This is a growing area, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. You know, I was born and raised here, and so at 53, I've seen quite a lot of change in my time. Most of it good, but obviously, as we continue to grow, we become more and more like sort of the bigger cities, and some of the epidemic comes with that, the epidemic of crime and, of course, traffic congestion and some of those things. This has been a busy time of the year for us, Alfie, with obviously spring break. It was very big. The weather's good. Fuel is cheap, so we had a lot of spring breakers here. Record numbers at the fair. Spring training games. We're busy. We're busy 24/7.
It seems like Daniels is busy also. We need a petition for to get a light here in front of our office.
You have a beautiful office. I really do.
Well, thank you very much. And you know, summer is coming, and it's right around the corner. And we were talking about the kids. And when I was a kid, and John and you, I know during the summer, kids seem to get in trouble. And I'm sure that the sheriff has some programs out there to help the kids stay out of trouble. Can you address that a little bit?
Well, we do. And of course, you're correct. Sometimes the old adage about idle hands. But in the summer months, our school resource people, our youth services division that typically works in the schools day in and day out, we basically transition them into a summer camp. And so we conduct at the sheriff's office summer camps all across the county at different schools, including swimming, basketball. We bring demonstrations in with our canines. Aviation is involved, SWAT. A productive way for kids to spend the day. The parents drop them off in the morning. We provide lunch, and then they go home, of course, in the evening. It's a daytime camp, but it's under the complete umbrella of the sheriff's office, so most parents are very comfortable leaving the children with us, as they should be, and we're able to continue to mentor these young people through the summer months. I would encourage any of our listeners, any of your clients or prospective clients out there that are listening, to please consider us and keep us in mind for the summer months. We'd love to help your child spend their time in a productive
way. That's
awesome,
Sheriff. And you know, you're in your third term right now, and I know you're working hard towards re-election, I hope, because you do a tremendous job here in Southwest Florida. And obviously with budget crunches and a lot of tightening of the belt and the increase of people coming in, and obviously during the snowbird season, do you have enough resources and enough staff to be able to handle what's taking place in our city right now?
Well, we do. You're correct. Obviously, it's always a challenge trying to manage resources and keep the budget in line. Clearly, public safety is one of the most important, if not the most important important thing in any community. You can have great parks, great weather, great libraries, you know, great everything, but if people don't feel safe, then there, you know, becomes a problem. So our county commissioners have been very, very good about defunding us. The economy has noticed a little uptick here lately, and so the property values and such are beginning to climb. Construction is on the rebound, it appears, and as a result, we are in a pretty good position. Still, we have we have challenges.
You know, speaking of property taxes and property going up, it seems like they're going up a little bit too fast. I hope it isn't something like what happened in 08, you know, where property was just increasing, and then we saw this downturn. You know, on our show, Sheriff, we always talk about it, take the emotion out of investing, and a lot of people are out there, you know, talking about stock market's going down, the property is going down, and we just don't know what's going to happen. Hopefully, though, I know Collier County is slowing a little bit with their property increases and their sales, but Lee County is a little bit behind them in the sense of they're not going up as fast, but it is going up. It is going up fast.
It certainly is, and we are funded on the ad valorem tax base, so property values are key to our funding, but like you, I would hate to see it. My father actually fed our family in the construction business. He was a contractor. And so I've seen this over the many, many years, again, that I've been in this community. And when it happens too fast, it can become problematic. So, you know, a matter of timing typically for the investor, but for the long-range health and financial well-being of our community, probably a little slower and a little steadier would be a better way to, you know, run the race. But, you know, the market dictates the activity, as you well know, Alfie, and you guys and your team, I know your team, do such a great job with this stuff. So I'm really proud to partner with you.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know that, Alfie, I know that at the end of the year, actually in June of last year, you did an incredible benevolent event to honor our law enforcement officers. And they are a blessing to us in this community. And people don't realize the sacrifice that they and their families make every day to protect us and our liberties. And you did a nice little benefit lunch for them. And you're going to be doing that once again this year. Why don't you talk a little bit about what motivated that and your heart to really give back to people who give their life and put their life on the line every day?
Well, that's I couldn't have said it any better. That's right. We wanted to give back as a business owner and a community. We wanted to give back to law enforcement. And last year, what we did, we have a client, and a matter of fact, our client's son works for the sheriff department too, and his dad makes unbelievable barbecue. So we asked him if he could put something together for the officers and have them come. And Sheriff Scott was kind enough to have about 20 or 25 of his captains, commanders come to our office, pick up the food, and bring it back to the locations. And we fed about 650. And this year, Sheriff, we want to top that and feed more. So you let us. I think that is June 1st. We're going to do this June 1st. And I think they enjoyed it, didn't they?
Oh, they most certainly did. We have a wonderful community here that we work within, and for people to. Well, obviously, we're not doing it for those types of things, but when folks go the extra mile to show some appreciation, it's easy to pile on and criticize, of course, and naturally, occasionally we bring some of that upon ourselves. But by and large, around the clock, year after year, law enforcement is doing a good job, and so that was a fantastic thing that you guys did, Alfie and your team. We enjoyed the barbecue. We were able to take that out to different locations, our communications people, our different substations around the county, north, south, east, west, central, all of the above. And it was a real heartwarming outreach. I'm forever grateful for that. And by the way, there are others in the community that, and sometimes it's just a single individual in a parking lot that comes up and says, hey, thank you. So in other words, it's not a huge barbecue necessarily or anything, even sometimes along those lines. It's just a simple thank you. I believe that most people do still appreciate the fundamental values of law enforcement, public safety, our educators in the school systems. You know, the folks that work in the infrastructure of government try to keep our community safe, educated, and in good shape.
That's awesome, Sheriff. Well, you're listening to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. He is Southwest Florida's financial planner, and we're in studio with Sheriff Mike Scott, incredible man who has a great vision for this community, keeps us safe every day, does a tremendous job, he and his team, and we're talking with him in studio, and we're going to continue on the other side of this break talking with Sheriff Mike Scott, so stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We will return in a moment to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend on 92.5 Fox News.
Well, political season, it is heating up, and you know the voters have spoken. Well, you should do what other Southwest Florida residents have already done. Why not meet with Southwest Florida's financial planner? That would be Alfie Townsend and Advantage Retirement Group. Do you know everything that's going on with your retirement plan, your portfolio? Well, you need to know the fiscal health of that retirement plan. It's so important. So call now to schedule your own personal retirement town hall meeting with Alfie. You can give him a call right now at 239-561-1155. That's 561-1155. Choose Alfie and the team in Advantage Retirement Group and find out today why others in Southwest Florida have already reached out to Alfie to find out more about their fiscal health. That retirement plan, it's so important that you have that second set of eyes to take a look at and maybe find out what's in there and some of the things and risks that you have going on right now. Your own personal retirement town hall meeting with Alfie Townsend and Advantage Retirement Group. 561-1155.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call is 561-1155, 561-1155. And Alfie is having a drop workshop in May. And if you are exiting the Florida Retirement System drop program in the next few months, we want you to call Alfie's office at 561-1155 to attend one of his drop workshops. It's going to be at Ruth Chris Shula Steakhouse. He's got all the steakhouse cornered, and he's having workshops in there in May and also in June, and you want to be a part of that, give him a call to RSVP, and he'll give you the exact dates of those drop program workshops. Again, the phone number is 561-1155. Also, too, if you save for retirement, call Alfie over the next 15 minutes, especially if you've saved $500,000 or more, and you would like to be a part of an incredible workshop this coming Tuesday evening, April 12th at 6:15 at McCormick & Schmidt down in Naples. If you've saved over $500,000 towards retirement, give Alfie a call. He's got a few seats available for that dinner, and he will be able to get you in if you call 561-1155. Again, you can go to the website as well, savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the products and services that he offers here through the Retirement Group. And we're in studio with Sheriff Mike Scott. And Sheriff, we really appreciate your time coming into the studio and talking about some of the challenges that you face on a daily basis. I don't think people realize, especially the critics that are out there, and I don't know how you could be critical of a law enforcement agency that's protecting us on a daily basis, but I would imagine that this is something that consumes your entire life, your family, something that you walk with every day, and we want you to know we not only encourage you today, we pray for you, and we thank you for the job that you're doing here in Southwest Florida, because you're doing a tremendous job in my eyes.
Well, it means a lot, guys, and I've got to tell you again that we have a lot of love in the community. I think most people understand what's going on. Of course, there will always be naysayers as well, unfortunately, in any organization, and ours is no different. Occasionally, our own people will embarrass us with some type of mistakes, and you know, the human element comes into play. But again, by and large, law enforcement across the country is doing a very good job, and I'm not simply patting myself on the back. It's a fact. One of the biggest challenges continues to be that we arrest and rearrest the same people over and over and over again. So, you know, that becomes very frustrating. But you know, at the end of the day, we have a mission. We're focused on that mission, and we're honored to serve this community. It's a wonderful community. It's all I know. It's been my home for 53 years, and I'm passionately focused on the well-being of this community.
Sheriff, what's some of the big changes? You were raised there. That's unusual. Most people were. I was born in California. John was born in New Jersey. Not too many people. Well, my nephew is David, but not too many people are born here in Florida, but Southwest Florida, and never moving. That's amazing. What was this place like back in when you were born?
Well, it was certainly a lot smaller, more quaint. We still refer to it as the big small town, where it seems like anywhere you go, everybody knows everybody. You start speaking with someone and connecting the dots, and there's so much in common. My mother was actually born here. She's 87. She was a school teacher. She taught the likes of Commissioner Frank Mann, Senator Connie Mack, so many notables, if you will. And so this, again, I have very, very deep roots in the community. But the biggest thing has been growth. And again, you know, when you're bringing in more people, more traffic, more more alarm systems, more of everything. Naturally and regrettably, you're going to get more crime. Now, that doesn't mean it's acceptable. I operate on the premise that one crime is too many. But at the end of the day, we have nearly a million people here. I mean, 600,000-700,000 average, and then we, of course, peak to well over a million. So it's a big town. It's a big area. And unfortunately, we do have drugs and we do have traffic issues and related problems. But for the most part, the numbers bear out that we have things generally in check. We have a real problem in pretty much central Lee County with the violent crime specifically. And, with Fort Myers Police Department, the Sheriff's Office trying to work to curb that. But it's been the biggest challenge.
Well, speaking of that, you and Captain Carmine, you have a very... something close to your heart, pick up the ball. And can you tell the listening audience what that's all about?
Oh, certainly. And it goes kind of hand in hand with what we talked about earlier in the show, Alfie, which was the summer youth camps. But pick up the ball. Captain Carmine Marcino, my executive staff officer at the Sheriff's Office, and a gentleman in the community named Ted Satong, a businessman, got together really with this concept and grew it. It's got a lot of traction. What we do is we go around to the various ball courts, the basketball courts around the community, and we pick up the neighborhood kids that are shooting hoops, playing ball. We talk to them. We mentor them on the scene. We tell them about our Pick Up the Ball program. And then at some point, they actually come with us to the Sheriff's Office. We feed them pizzas and Gatorades and such. We talk about the different challenges that they're facing, the challenges that law enforcement is facing. We sort of do some role models. We get in their shoes. They get in our shoes, so to speak. And we come away with a better understanding of it. Culminated last year with a huge event at the Stars Complex where we had thousands of people. Law enforcement officers played basketball against the community youth, and it was just a real good program to try to build bridges rather than divides and further the gap. In some cases, there is a gap between the youth today and law enforcement, and we're trying to bridge that gap. So that program, Pick Up the Ball, has been a great success so far, and we want to continue to build on it.
Now, as business owners or individuals that would like to contribute to that, is that something that we could contribute, and if so, how would we do that?
Well, typically what we do, the weekly events that we host are low-key. Again, a few pizzas here, a few pizzas there. We've got a couple of local restaurants that support us with that, and a cooler full of Gatorade, so there's not too much overhead with regard to that. However, when we plan the bigger events where we have more people, we have had folks step up and they'll say, hey, look, I want to donate $250 toward the hot dogs or hamburgers or whatever the case may be, and we get case after case of these things, and we get the big barbecue out in front of the Stars Complex, and it's a full-day event. So closer to time, typically, we would reach out and seek some assistance if needed. But really, it's a low overhead program. It's a human element program where we are hands-on and directly face-to-face with the youth of the community, either on their turf, so to speak, which would be, again, that neighborhood ball court, and they're all over Lee County, predominantly in the central and eastern part of the county, but again, north and south as well. And then when they come into our turf, so to speak, which is the sheriff's office, and we show them the dispatch center. We show them things that are going on behind the scenes so that they get a better understanding for the dangers that we face and some of the concerns that we have. I, again, am a big believer in the program. I thank you for raising the topic. It's been a great success. And again, I salute Ted Satong, a businessman in the community, and also, of course, Captain Carmine Marcino.
That's awesome, Sheriff. Do you see young children and young kids that maybe were heading towards maybe a life of crime or stepping into that, averting that because of a program like that? Is that something that's really touching the heart of the community? It's bringing kids not only awareness, but having them make a shift towards making right decisions at an early age?
We have seen some evidence of that. Now, clearly, we understand we will never get to everybody. We can't turn everybody around. Some regrettably go back to the element and fall sort of victim, if you will, to some of the challenges and the those types of things. But we have seen that. Let me tell you how dramatic that can be. We've seen people that actually want to consider a career in law enforcement. We've had some of these young men come in, mostly men. We've got women as well, but typically it's young males. And the statistics bear out that these are the demographic, the young male between the age of 15 to about 25 that's at the highest risk in our community, particularly with regard to violent crime. The numbers are overwhelming. And so, yes, to answer your question, we have seen success. We have success stories, and we'll continue to build on those.
That's awesome. And obviously with the breakdown of the family unit, a lot more single parents out there, single mothers raising kids, obviously to have male law enforcement as an influence in their lives must be something that is very, very rewarding for those that are involved in the program, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. So, programs like that, Pick Up the Ball, Programs like the summer camp that I mentioned, which, as Alfie said earlier, is not that far off. I mean, just in a, you know, in a matter of a couple of months, these kids will be out of school. And we would encourage the listeners, the parents, spread the word and consider the Sheriff's Youth Summer Camp. It's a phenomenal opportunity. It's independent of Pick Up the Ball. It is just one of several programs that we have for youth outreach. We believe that, of course, the youth are our future, and we need to invest in our future.
That's awesome. And if they wanted to get involved in that, I mean, where would they go? Is there a website, or is there a place they can call for that?
They can certainly find us through the Sheriff's website. If they just, it's one of those typical government.org deals, so I won't spew it out here, but if they simply Google Lee County Sheriff's Office or something, it would take them right to us. Or they can call the main number, 477-1000, and just say they're interested in learning more about that. Closer to time, just so you guys know, and again, for our listeners' benefit, closer to time, we will promote this. We will promote this on local radio. We will possibly even some television through the schools. Toward the end of the school year, we will kick this out with information that the students can take home to their, you know, to their parents, their guardians. And so we never really have any trouble with supply. Yeah, our supply and demand is in check. But we always make room for those that want to attend. It's a great program.
Well, that sounds good. We're winding down this first half hour with Sheriff Scott. And the last thing I want to say, I know you're busy and you have to leave, but what I would like to ask you is, how did you get in and why did you get into the law enforcement?
Well, I started out actually military, and I was very involved all through college. I went to USF in Tampa, was very involved with military science. That's a fancy way of saying ROTC. At the college level, I like structure. I like action. I want to make immediate impact, and certainly in this capacity, we can do that. So, kind of a longer story short, I had a couple of friends in the business, if you will, and applied at several places, Tampa Police Department, Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, and of course, Lee County Sheriff's Office. Had opportunities at all three and wanted to come home. As you heard earlier, I was born and raised here. And so it's been an amazing ride for me. I mean, I've been here 28 years. I've been the sheriff for 12 years. And, again, I'm humbled with the position, but I'm razor focused on the mission.
Well, that sounds great. And again, Sheriff, thank you for everything that you do. And thank you for taking the time and coming on our show this morning and sharing your vision. And again, we thank you. And John, you have anything to say?
No, we just appreciate everything you're doing and continued success in the future. And we hope you stay around a whole lot more years. Sheriff, you're too young to retire. I mean, you're 53 like me, and we were both born in 63, and it was a great year. And we appreciate your hard labor and everything that you're doing to keep us safe here in Southwest Florida. We appreciate you.
Man, enjoyed our time, guys, and we'll talk again soon. I always look forward to seeing you and being with you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that's Sheriff Mike Scott. He is the director and the leader of our law enforcement here in Southwest Florida. We appreciate his time with us today. You're listening to Saving the Investor, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's financial planner, Coach Alfie Townsend. If you've saved for retirement, call Alfie over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And Alfie does have some openings for this Tuesday evening's dinner down at McCormick & Schmidt. That's down in Naples, Florida at 615. If you have saved $500,000 or more towards retirement, he has a workshop called How Your World Affairs Affect Your Financial Affairs. And if you want to be a part of that, there's a couple seats left, I believe, two or three seats. You can get in on that by calling 561-1155. Again, that's 561-1155, and the coach will be able to get you in to that great dinner at McCormick & Schmidt. These are great workshops, Alfie, aren't they?
They're informational packed workshops, and yes, we're going to talk about how the world affairs affect your financial affairs, and there's so much going on this week with the market. You know, we had some international incidents. We had, the job reports and everything. It was driving the market down. But you know what we try to do here is take the emotion out of investing. We had some clients last week that came in, and they came in because of the American funds. We talked about the American funds a couple weeks back, and they knew that I explained to them there was some heavy fees in those funds. And that's what John talks about. Audit your retirement, which is what we always call the financial MRI. Come in for that financial MRI and find out what you're holding, find out what your hidden fees are, find out if you have a plan in place that will last you as long as you do with income and not to take undue risk.
That's it. Well, it's moving day at the Masters today, and we're excited about golfing in just a few short half hour from now. And give Alfie a call at 561-1155. Sit down with him. Let him examine your portfolio from the inside out and make recommendations that are beneficial and prudent for you well into your retirement year so that you can sail there with peace of mind. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
The news and talk of Southwest Florida, 92.5 Fox News.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. You are listening to Southwest Florida's financial planner. And if you save for retirement, call Alfie over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. Sit down with Alfie and he will review your current plan. Phone number to call is 561-1155. Again, that's 561-1155. He can meet with you there and address all your concerns, answer all your questions, tell you if your income will last, and expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio that can eat up your returns each and every year that you don't know about. Also do want to invite you out to a workshop this coming Tuesday evening, April 12th at 6:15 at McCormick & Schmidt in Naples. If you've saved $500,000 or more for retirement, he has a special workshop and has about two or three seats still available for someone to sit in. And that is How the World Affairs Affect Your Financial Affairs. Again, that's April 12th at 6:15, but you must call to reserve your space there. 561-1155, 561-1155. 1155, and I hope you didn't miss the first half hour of this program. We had Sheriff Mike Scott in studio with us, and it was a great interview with him and just some of the great things that they're doing here in Lee County to help young people and help especially kids that are out on the streets really experience a greater passion for life. And they're doing some incredible things that goes beyond even law enforcement. But in this half hour, we're going to take some of your questions that you've emailed in, that you've given in through the website submission, and we want the coach to address some of these, and maybe we'll elaborate on some of them. And the first one comes to us from Murphy down in Naples area. Murphy, and Murphy, maybe you want to call and be a part of this dinner at McCormick & Schmidt because it looks like you saved some money. And it says, how much money do you need to have to retire comfortably? Some of my friends say $1 million, but others say $2 million. So that doesn't seem like a consensus to me. You know, you always say, what's my number? How much do I need? Yeah. How much do we need? I mean, obviously, people want to keep their lifestyle up and they don't want to take a big drop in what they've been doing all their life while they're working. How much is enough, or is there not enough that we can save towards retirement?
Well, there's so many factors that come into play here. Number one is, does he have a pension? Number two, how much expenses does Murphy have? So these are questions that we have to find out. And what is he invested in? Does he have survive? If he has a pension, does his spouse, is he married? So you definitely would have to, you know, come in. But a lot of people do ask that question, how much do I need to retire? And that's what we call the income analyzer, John. So when people come in, we're not just going to analyze their portfolio and show them their hidden fees or what's going on inside their portfolio. Not just their hidden fees, it's mostly what it explains is the undue risk that most people take unnecessary to get that return. A lot of times we're able to reduce that risk anywhere between 30 and 40, even 50% in order to get that same return. So that's number one, why you would want that. But the other thing is the income analyzer would be great for Murphy, because you would give us a call, Murphy, at 561-1155. 561-1155 and ask for that he would need the income analyzer, John, because the income analyzer is a program that will take his current holdings and his current expenses, his current mortgage, his interest rates, and everything else, and it puts it in a payout form, and it will let him know if it turns red or green. Red is not good. That means you're running out of money. And a lot of times, people do run out of money with their current plan. So if your advisor, a lot of advisors, John, they're very good at accumulating money while you're working, because you're paying into it every week and every month. And it's not, you know, if the market goes down, yes, they're buying in at a downtime, which is good. But what happens is reverse dollar cost averaging, when you're taking that money out, and we talked about it, we'll talk about it at the workshop that John talked about, with portfolios that have the same average return over 15 years, the dramatic difference that they have, the same rate of return, but it depends on how that return got there. If there was a lot of volatility, if you're taking money out of a portfolio that's volatile, you have a very, very good chance of running out of money, opposed to taking out money in a more consistent manner of the portfolio, not having big increases, but not having the big downturns.
Yeah, and that's a scary thought. I mean, if you're going to run out of money, if you're retired already at 65, or you retired earlier than that, and then you find out that you don't have enough to last your lifetime, I mean, what is the answer? How can you then get more money to be able to live on at that point? I mean, without having to go back to work, which nobody wants to do, right?
Well, you don't want to go back to work, but you want to make sure you're taking the income out of the right sources, number one, and you want to make sure you're not taking unnecessary risks, number two, and you want to make sure that you know, because people are definitely living longer. We talk about where the new insurance tables are. They're using the 2012 mortality tables, where just, you know, 8 years prior to that, if you were 65 and married, there would be a 28% chance of one of the spouses making it to age 95. The new tables 8 years later, it goes all the way up to 52%. That means there's a very, very good chance that one of you, if you're married in 65, will make it to age 95. So does your income plan cover that? A lot of them only cover at age 80, 85. Well, people are living longer, so we have to entertain and look at that. Inside your portfolio, we have to look at that, and we have to look at your income plan.
All right. Well, that's a great answer. And if you want to find out more about that or talk more in detail, give Alfie a call at 561-1155. Meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He is Southwest Florida's financial planner, and he's the one that you want to speak with and talk to about that. Jim down in Marco Island, way down in Marco, obviously, is thinking what a lot of people are thinking today. And you see commercials all the time, not only gold but silver. But he wants to know, is now a good time to buy gold? Obviously, timing is everything when you're talking about gold, isn't it?
Gold is a question that we get all the time, and gold is an asset class that has a lot of volatility, John. If you look at the volatility of gold, and you look at the returns of gold that you have to take to get that return, it's amazing. It's, if we go back to just in the 80s, gold was in the, remember, it was 800 in 1980.
Sure.
Okay, it's only 1,200 now. That's nothing. That's like a 3% increase.
And what was the high? I mean, it was up around.
The high was $1,800. Okay. It was funny. I got an email not too long ago in 2010. 2010, Bin Laden was investing heavy in gold. Bin Laden.
How would they find that out?
They found this out. He was investing heavy in gold, saying that it was going to rise to $3,000 an ounce. So, you know, there you go. But gold is good for jewelry. We always talk about, hey, you know, it's okay to have some asset classes in commodities and gold, but to have gold heavy, and to buy gold and to store up gold, you know, storing up gold costs you money to store it. Cost you money to get rid of it.
But are they really getting the actual gold?
Well, you can do gold. You can do the bars. You could do the coins. You can do the ETFs. You can do that.
Now you got to get a safe, don't you?
And then you got to get a safe. But think about this. If the gold was the only way to get money and that was the only thing we had, what I say is the best metal, precious metal to have would be your lead for your bullets, because because if no one else has and you have it, your gold doesn't mean anything to them anyway.
Yeah, and imagine if you're running across town with a couple thousand pounds of gold bullion. What are you going to do with it?
I'm not a prognosticator. What we want to do is put prudent plans together for you, and we have a program, John, that shows if China would go from 7% to 0% GDP, if we had an ISIS attack, if we had interest rates going up real high, we have 67 different scenarios with our program that we can show you how your portfolio would perform during that time. And this was put together by MIT graduates that the government used back in 08. And, you know, to predict, you can't predict anything, but we can go back and we can take the math and science with investing and show you what your portfolios would do during certain situations.
All right. Well, we're answering your questions on this segment of Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend. If you want to ask a question that you want us to talk about on the air, please go to the website and the contact information and send the email off to us, and we'll be sure to ask it on the air. We want you to stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
We will return in a moment to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend on 92.5 Fox News.
Millions of Americans are retiring without a pension or enough retirement income and leaving their money in a world of uncertainty where the market goes up and goes down. Smart investors are turning to retirement income strategies that offer a predictable income stream, permanent income that increases with inflation. Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group designs custom strategies from your retirement savings that can get you market upside without the downside, possibly 100% tax-free, and access to your money at any time. Less than 1% of financial professionals have access to these enhanced tax-free protection strategies. Alfie brings 30 years of experience to you in his free retirement protection kit. Request it now and learn ways you can optimize your retirement benefits and income. Your free retirement protection kit includes the Maximizing Your Social Security Benefits Little Known Strategies Revealed report, even if you've already turned it on. Next, because life doesn't allow do-overs, get Alfie's report, The Good, the Bad, and the Fine Print. Avoid high fees and other potential traps. And also, you'll receive a white paper released by the Insured Retirement Institute on tax-efficient retirement income vehicles. With Alfie's retirement savings and Social Security strategies, you could potentially double your net retirement paycheck, minimize your taxes, and receive retirement protection. Call 561-1155 now. Get your two reports and white paper exclusively from Alfie Townsend. Yours at no cost or obligation. Call 561-1155.
Now return to Saving the Investor with Financial Coach Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with Financial Coach Alfie Townsend. You are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you save for retirement, call Alfie over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You can sit down with Alfie in Naples or Fort Myers, two beautiful offices, and he'll review your current plan. He'll address all your concerns and answer all your questions. He's going to answer, will your income last? And he's going to expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio. And we do have a couple of seats left for the workshop this week, How Your World Affairs Affect Your Financial Affairs. It's on April 12th at 6 p.m. at McCormick & Schmidt in Naples. And if you save $500,000 or more for retirement, give Alfie a call and say, I want to be in one of those seats on Tuesday evening down in Naples, 561-1155. And good to have you back, Coach.
Thanks. I wanted to talk about this book I'm reading, John. I think it's one that you would like. It's from Darren Harding. And he is like a motivational speaker, but I've seen him speak at some of our functions that we go to. But he has this book, and I think everybody should read. It's called The Compound Effect. The Compound Effect. And what his thing is, give me time over doing it right away. So a lot of people lose weight. They want to lose weight, and they watch these commercials, John, and they want everything instant. They want to lose that 30 pounds in 30 days. The problem with doing that, it doesn't work. And if you do it, it's not going to last. But to do things consistently, that's the whole key, consistently. And it's crazy about this one. I've heard this many years ago, and I forgot about it, but it's the penny. Would you rather have $3 million today, John, or one penny that doubles every day for 31 days?
Yeah, sounds like you would take the $3 million, wouldn't you?
It definitely sounds like it, because only, I believe, after 20 days, you're only at $5,000 with the penny. But at the end of 31 days is when you start to see your fruits of labor, and it's $10 million.
Wow.
A penny a day doubling. It just the little things every day. So one of his things is, write down if you want to save more money. And that was the big one. We talk about money here. If you want to save more money, people, he said, just write down every day for 3 weeks of what you spend on everything. And think about your coffee. I go to Starbucks every day. $4.59 a day because I do it in the afternoon. I drink one at home. I make one at home, and then I'm out. I get that every day. And if you add that every day, you're spending almost $2,000 a year on coffee.
Sure.
On coffee. But if you add everything that you're doing every day, you're going to say, you know what? There's some changes I got to make. There's some changes I got to make. Because you take that and compound it in a portfolio and putting that $2,000 there and saving $2,000 for 20 years, you're talking about $50,000.
Yeah, and if you start it young, imagine you put $2,000 away at 19, 20 years old. You do it every year. I mean, the enormity of what it can become is incredible.
It is. So the compound effect is doing something little every day to make a difference. And the example that he gave, and it's Darren Hardy, and it's called The Compound Effect. In this book, it's a phenomenal book. And what I like about it, he had these three friends. He gave the example of three friends over a 30 month period. And one of them made some changes, and he was going to just cut out 125 calories a day, which is nothing, 125 calories a day. And he was going to maybe read a little bit more during the day. And then the other one was just going to keep doing what he's doing. The other one became a baker. He became loving desserts and this and that. And not only that, he bought a big screen TV. He didn't make any changes except, baking and eating and watching TV. Well, the first 9 months, there's no change. There's no change with almost all of them. There's no change. But then you start to see a change after, like the 12th month and the 15th month. You start to see drastic changes. And when it came up to 30, after 30 months, the one that just cut out 125 calories, his love life was better. His work life was better because he was reading. He wasn't doing that before. He was taking 125 calories out. He lost 32 pounds. His friend gained 30 pounds. That's a 60-pound difference between those things. So what Darren is saying is just the little things in life that you do consistently. That you do consistently will make changes. So let's take, how does that relate to investing? Well, investing, if you keep doing what you're doing, if you keep looking at your statements and you don't know what you have, that's shame on you, because you have an opportunity. Give us a call at 561-1155. 561-1155 to give us a call and say, you know what, Alfie, look at what I have and see if I'm heading in the right direction, because time might not be on your side, but time may be on your side. Most of our clients, time's on their side. People are living longer, but you can know what you have. And if you keep doing what you're doing, you might be heading in the wrong direction. So there's a point here that you can say, you know what? Let me look at it. Let me find out what my fees are that I have no idea on. Let me find out if I can get an income with a principal protection plan. So some of my money would be in the principal protection plan that I don't have at risk, but that averages 3.5-4%. Okay. Let me have some money that's in growth, and let me have some income. And with that, you have a plan together.
That's awesome. Well, you're getting some excellent wisdom here and practical information that can help you achieve your financial goals and dreams well into your retirement years. And stay tuned. We're going to continue talking about this right on the other side of this break. Don't go away.
We will return in a moment to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend on 92.5 Fox News.
Millions of Americans are retiring without a pension or enough retirement income and leaving their money in a world of uncertainty where the market goes up and goes down. Smart investors are turning to retirement income strategies that offer a predictable income stream, permanent income that increases with inflation. Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group designs custom strategies from your retirement savings that can get you market upside without the downside, possibly 100% tax-free, and access to your money at any time. Alfie brings 30 years of experience to you in his free Retirement Protection Kit. Request it now and learn ways you can optimize your retirement benefits and income. Your free Retirement Protection Kit includes the Maximizing Your Social Security Benefits Report, even if you've already turned it on, Alfie's report, the good, the bad, and the fine print. Avoid high fees and other potential traps. And also, you'll receive a white paper released by the Insured Retirement Institute on tax-efficient retirement income vehicles. With Alfie's retirement savings and Social Security strategies, you could potentially double your net retirement paycheck, minimize your taxes, and receive retirement protection. Call 561-1155 now. Get your two reports and white paper exclusively from Alfie Townshend. Yours at no cost or obligation. Call 561-1155.
We now return to Saving the Investor with Financial Coach Alfie Townshend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with Financial Coach Alfie Townshend. Phone number to call is 561-1155. You are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you save for retirement, give Alfie a call over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement in Fort Myers or Naples, 561-1155. Alfie will sit down with you and review your current plan. He'll address all your concerns and answer all your questions. He'll tell you if your income is going to last, and he'll expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio that you don't know that are eating up your returns each and every year. And he also has about two seats available for a workshop this coming Tuesday at McCormick and Schmidt down in Naples at 6 o'clock. It's How Your World Affairs Affect Your Financial Affairs on April 12th. And class is filling up fast. So if you save $500,000 or more for retirement, give Alfie a call at 561-1155. And you know, Coach, you were just sharing an incredible principle there, because a lot of people, just like the 20 days, you don't see with the penny, the maximum impact that it can have in just 10 short days. A lot of people don't see in their portfolio maybe a year or 2 years the kind of return that they want to get, and all of a sudden they pull the plug and they're just at the point of experiencing breakthrough and increase, and they pull their money out and now their money's sitting on the sidelines. They're in a real bad place when they do that, aren't they?
Yeah, because when returns come, John, they come fast. And if you're not in it, you're not going to get it. And that's what happens. People might get disgruntled with a portfolio because it's just not happening the way they want. And that's with ours too. You could be that, because we are in the market. But with ours, you have 19 different asset classes, almost 13,000 different holdings in 46 countries. So you are going to experience market returns. But market returns is because we own the market. We're not just heavy in the S&P or heavy in NASDAQ or heavy in energy or whatever. We're 19 asset classes. With that being said, there was a client that I ran into a couple. This was almost a month ago. And she was so I could just feel the tension in the room. And that usually doesn't happen to me. I mean, everyone's, you know, we're usually happy, laughy. But she did not want to laugh. She didn't want to do anything but just ask me how I am different than everybody else out there. And she's been handling her own money for the last 15 years, because prior to that, she was taken advantage of with different brokers and saying they're going to do this, they're going to do that, and they did nothing what they said they were going to do. And I had to really, John, I had to sell myself in the sense of, we are different. We're not, you know, we're fiduciaries. We're not going to put you in a situation that's going to hurt you. You're going to have some principal protection. You're going to have an income plan. You're going to have money that's in the market, but you're going to know with 95% confidence how high and how low it can go. You're going to know your fees. We're transparent. But she has such a negative, just an attitude towards investing, towards the brokers, and it was very,
well, she was hurt, probably.
She was hurt by it. She was guarded, and I had to overcome that. And the more I talked to her, the more she realized I'm not like the typical broker out there that's just trying to sell a product or sell an annuity or sell something to them. We put plans together as a certified financial planner. What we do here at the Advanced Retirement Group, I'm going to look at your plan with our team. We're going to dissect it from the inside out. We're going to show you with confidence, 95% confidence, what your portfolio can do, what to expect out of it, what your fees are, what the fees are that you're not seeing. And these variable annuities, we did a lot of replacing this week with variable annuities, John, because they were told, well, this one was told in particular, that they had joint lifetime income they had an income rider on their variable annuity. First of all, they didn't think they were paying anything for this, these riders and everything. We called up, and of course there was fees on there, so they were upset about that. But they were more upset about not having joint income, and they were specifically told they were going to have joint income on their accounts, and they don't have it.
Wow.
So I said, don't be upset now. I can understand why you're upset, but you would have been more upset down the road when you were needing joint lifetime income to protect you and your spouse. So it's great that you came in. It's great that you found out what you have, and that's what you want to do. You don't want to put your head in the sand. They had no idea because their advisor specifically told them, we have joint lifetime income when it comes time to take income from these vehicles. They did not. So when you come in, we're going to look at everything that you have, and you're going to find out exactly what you have, not just your fees. You're going to find out how these vehicles that you're in work. And we're going to find out if you have a plan in place. We're going to find out what your fees that you can't see. You know, what you can't see can hurt you. So we want to find out everything about it. We're transparent here. And that's what we take pride in doing that. We take pride, John. And I think the listeners, when they come in, they hear it in my voice, and they see it in me in person when they meet me. We can put a plan together for you, and you're going to be in a different situation than most likely that you're in now.
Yeah, so you're saying basically that people have something they think they have. This could happen a lot,
yes.
But they really don't have it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's amazing. And that's why you need a second opinion. You need a second set of eyes. And you want to come in and meet with Alfie, because you are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you save for retirement, call Alfie over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. He will audit your retirement. He'll sit down with you, review your current situation. Phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155. 561-1155 will address all your concerns, answer all your questions, tell you if your income will last. And we'll tell you exactly what you have, or what that last advisor told you that you have. Make sure that is consistent with what is taking place in your portfolio. Also, do want to tell you there is a couple of seats available. If you save $500,000 or more towards retirement, Alfie has a workshop this Tuesday night at McCormick & Schmidt down in Naples. It's at 6 p.m. How the world affairs affects your financial affairs. Again, there's a couple seats left. If you save $500,000 or more towards retirement, give him a call at 561-1155. Again, that's 561-1155. Reserve your spot for how the world affairs affects your current affair or your financial affairs. And you also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. Where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie and his company and all the services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. Until next time, stay tuned and be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. To find out more, go to AdvantageRetirementGroup.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.